Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
Yes, sir! Another great show on another great Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're doing the easy way. Yeah. Y'all ready? It's going to be a great show. I'm your hero. That's what's up. Easy way, easy talk. That's what's up. Yo, it's been such a great week. I have to tell you guys something. Man, I love doing the show. So check this out. You know what I mean? I love doing the show. I'm your hero. I hope you guys are ready to just listen to the show. Did I say show twice? Doesn't matter, because it's still a freestyle and it's going to be real nice. Had fun at this reporter. When it comes to Peppa, I'm her supporter. Me and Sam Sarpong, get a song. It was on, it was kind of wrong, but you know it was like Saddam. We threw bombs up in the air. And people were coming up saying, can I take a picture with you? I remember what you do. Yes, you know what? It's just an easy crew. I'm giving a shout out to my fans. And understand, man, I got a plan to say what's up to Blog Talk Radio. Yo, it's so spiritual when it listens to the easy show. When you guys listen, that's what's up, guys. I'm having some fun. Hope you guys are ready to have some fun with me. We have a great show, lots of fun, a lot of great guests, and I hope they call in, because that's what the show is like, how it's scheduled. And if they don't call in, the whole thing will be kind of, you know, messed up and stuff like that. And hopefully I didn't have the music too loud. I had to get the vibe. I hope you guys can hear me. So you listen to Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks on Blog Talk Radio. We're the top 300 station. We're blessed to have that wonderful recommendation, and that wonderful, that wonderful stamp of approval. And I want to encourage you guys to go to WTVNetworks.com and check out the blog posts, check out the shows, check out the videos, check out the links, check out our new columns, our fashion columns, our sports columns, our entertainment columns. Lots and lots of fun. Check out my show, The Easy Show, letter E, letter Z, TheEasyShow.com. And it's I'm a crazy show host, interviewing people, doing a lot of behind the scenes. It's really a behind the scenes show in Hollywood. Lots of fun. You can only get it the easy way on TheEasyShow.com. And encourage everybody to follow us at Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, or Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. And we're having a blast, guys. So this show is going to be awesome. And I also want to say a shout out and say thank you to the haters, to everybody that has any type of negative or any type of jealousy towards the easy way. Because what you may not realize is every single time that you talk negative on my brand or me or any of my affiliates, all it does, is make people want to research us. And therefore, you're giving us free publicity, free advertising. They research us. They realize the truth. They realize what's actually there. And then they call me. I've gotten so much business off of just the haters saying what they're saying and people doing research and like, wow, I wonder why they're saying these negative things about you when you're sitting with people like the people that you're with and you're around the people that you're doing and you're the business that you're doing. You must not be so bad. But hey, they would have never known about us if it wasn't for you guys hating on us. So I just wanted to give a shout out to the haters. You guys rock. So, so awesome. So we have a great show. Really, really great guest coming on. And we have a caller. Let's see who the caller is before we get into who the first guest is. Caller 805-4622. You're on the line with EZ. How are you feeling?
I am J-Raff. Am I on the wrong line?
I didn't know if I was on the wrong line.
Hey, baby.
No, you're calling the right show, the right line. You never have to stay on the line because you're VIP, girl. That's how we roll.
All right. Well, I'm here to help.
Well, Let me introduce guys to my wonderful show host today, Jayla Valenti, actress, casting director, producer, model extraordinaire. It was wonderful for you to come on and take the time to be on the show today, Jayla. And you got a lot of great things happening, films and great events and situations, and you're just messing with everybody right now. Woo!
Well, that's because I do it the easy way.
Oh, do you? That's I've heard about that.
I've heard
about that way in Hollywood and in the business world that people are doing, and everybody's having so much success.
They are.
It's
crazy. I'm surprised you haven't heard of it. I mean, it's the most amazing movement out there. It helps whether you're a celebrity, a new actor, model, whatever. If you do it the easy way, damn, your career just shoots off to the stars. So
what's some of the things that happened to you doing it the easy way?
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's see. Regarding social media, my social media is, like, quadrupled. That's one. And because of that, I get called literally almost every single day with movie offers, modeling offers, tons and tons and tons of things, basically because of the easy way, you know. So I almost
cool.
too much work that I have to turn down because I'm like, I can't do it all. So
well, that's always a good problem to have.
If you want it, damn. Exactly. I'm sorry, what?
Always a good problem to have is when you have to turn things down. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. But I've never experienced that only through the easy way. You know? Before, it's like, you know, I had agents, managers, all these things, trying to bust my butt, do my own thing, and nothing was really working. My career was at a stagnant for literally 5 years. But once I started doing it the easy way, I sort of got 3 months. It was like, what is happening? All of a sudden, my phone is ringing. I'm not begging for business. They're begging me to work for them. So,
wow.
You know, I definitely...
I want to do it the easy way. That sounds
so much
fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I'm wondering the genius behind the easy way, you know?
Oh,
you
man, I'd love to meet him. He sounds like a pretty smart guy.
Oh, God.
You know what, guys? Hold that thought.
The internet. Gotcha.
Hold that thought 1 second. We're going to go ahead and get a little message from our sponsors here, Havana Watches.
Got it.
And if you guys want to, you know, because you're listening to the show and because you're doing it the easy way and enjoying and supporting us, you guys can do, you can do, write down this code. Go get your pen and papers. I'll wait 2 seconds. Okay, now, X5YCMXH9N5. I'll say that one more time. X5YCMXH9N5 gets you a 15% discount just because you're doing it the easy way at HavanaWatches.com.
Wow.
We love Havana Watches. We're going to go ahead and listen to this quick message from our sponsor, which is, I said Havana Watches. So, yeah, Havana Watches is a great watch. I wear it all the time. Love it. And we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
I love the end of that.
Oh, yeah, me too.
It's like the perfect way to end a commercial. All right, guys, we're waiting for Destiny, our first guest, to call in and get in the show. So she's not in the queue yet, so we're going to go ahead and play her song. This is a song, they're doing a big thing called Love Fest, and she just booked a movie with a couple of good actors like Darius McQuarrie, and he's he was the brother on Family Matters, and he's been in tons of other movies. I believe he's doing some stuff with Charlie Sheen now, and many other great actors. So D-E-S-T-E-N-E-E. Destiny's making moves. You know, the easy way always has support for those independent artists, and I'm really proud of her. I've known her and Noemi, her mom, for about 8 years now, and so I definitely wanted to show her that support. So we're going to go ahead and pop on this song. I want to hear what you guys think. Post tweets, your comments, your likes and shares and all that fun stuff, and this is Destiny.
Front of me, reaching for you, I believe.
There she is, guys. We got her on the show. I was texting her, calling her, bugging the heck out of her. She was in the concert, and I was like,
wow.
Okay, you're going to tell everybody you're going to be on my show. Leave the concert now. Get on my show, dang it.
Wow. That song was amazing. Love it.
Well,
thank you, guys.
Destiny,
so
I want to introduce you to my co-host, Jayla Valenti, and you're on Easy Talk. We're glad to have you. And, yeah, your song is amazing. It's definitely – tell us a little bit about your song and why you named it, what you named it, and what's happening with it.
Thank you so much. Yeah, well, the new single is called Illuminate, and it was inspired by a bunch of different things that I've kind of gone through in my life recently. The song is about the overwhelming power that love has to kind of take control of you, and, you know, it kind of distorts the way that you view things. You might not always make the best decisions, but it's the power of love, and the power of love to kind of blind you, which is a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and it has a double-edged sword, you know?
I need to listen to a powerful song that shows me towards love. Does it help you find love?
Yeah. I feel like it helps you understand love, so therefore it could help you find love, because you can find love in so many different ways in your life.
Ooh, I want
Very
10
true.
Copies.
You want 10 copies?
No.
Yeah,
well,
I want 10 copies.
The
song is officially released on the 20th, and I just wanted to tell you guys and let all of the listeners know that we're actually doing a really big music festival next Saturday, the 24th in San Fernando. It's a big music festival. It's called Dove Fest, and it's actually an event that I'm the founder of, and mm-hmm. the event started out as my official release party for the new album, and Illuminate being the first single off of the album, and the event just really, really grew from there, and I'm also doing it with Los Angeles Youth Opportunity Movement, which is a local youth center, as a fundraiser, and it's an all-age event, so I'm really excited about that, just running all over the place, you know, getting that together and finishing the project and getting ready for the release. But Illuminate's going to be available on August 20th.
Now, what makes you come up with that name?
Everybody, she is on the show, and you got to hold on, let's just pause for the applause, because the audience loves you, Destiny. You need to like tell everybody how long we've known each other, and you're skipping on a lot of stuff. Like, you guys, you don't even know. Destiny is actually her own producer.
We want it all, girl.
That music that you heard, she produced herself, probably with some help or whatever, but she always produces her own tracks. She also mixes and edits her own stuff. She plays the guitar, she plays the piano, she plays the keyboard. She's very, very talented. And I'm not going to say how old you are, but let's say how young are you in between. I know you get beat up when you ask a woman their age, so I'm saying like a rough idea.
Well, I'm 22, and for all the listeners, I've known Easy since I think maybe I was 15 years old. So me and Easy go back pretty far. I met Easy at a club in Hollywood. He was doing his thing. Easy is one of the most hardworking guys I can say that I know in the entire industry. He's always doing something. He's always working hard, and I have so much respect for him. He's always shown me so much love and support. So thank you so much, Easy.
Always, girl. We got you back.
He is
now,
awesome.
I mean, But now we're fast forwarding. So we got, you know, you were 15 when I met you, and I'm 30 now. So we've known each other for a long time. Now we're fast-forwarding, and we're going to – you're being an actress, and I know you just got some sort of role in a movie with Darius McCary and some really great names. Talk to us about the movie.
Yeah, well, the movie is called Karma, and the movie is about pretty much karma. And it's ironic because in the movie I actually play the antagonist of the film. The film is about pretty much there's these two girls that are bullied growing up, and they kind of go off to their to like their step aunt who's a witch, and one of them becomes possessed, and then they come back to their hometown, and pretty much they get revenge on all the people that made their life miserable. And I actually play the character that made their life miserable, so it's pretty funny.
Yeah, I know you got it. That's big. And you're so you are playing like a supporting role, or are you playing like a what would be considered a lead role, or what?
I'm the lead antagonist, so I'm the girl that makes their lives hell,
and why they come back and they want to kill me and all my friends.
That is such a perfect role for you. No, I'm kidding.
It's ironic because a lot of people that know me, they're like, wow, but I'd say as an actress, I mean, a lot of other people out there, if you act, you'll know. It's really fun playing the good guy, but sometimes it's so much fun playing the bad guy. Especially.
Oh, isn't it? That's so much more fun.
It really is. It's weird. I think all the frustration, you know, I have, or all the anger I had, I'm like, I could just use it on this, and it is pretty fun. But, I mean, the movie is intense. You know, it has a lot of emphasis on bullying and how it affects the kids in high school when I play a high school student.
That's awesome. Great message. You got anti-bullying all the way. So tell us some of the other actors that are in the movie.
Some of the other actresses, I have Alex.
Go to manager. Get the team.
I know Jared Busey's supposed to play like the coach of the football team or something. I know people's first names. I'm trying to remember their last names. Truthfully. But the movie's going to be incredible. We start shooting next month. And so I've been kind of going around doing some promo stuff for that, and then promo stuff for my album, and promo stuff for this event. But, you know, let me tell you something easy. This event is going to be huge. I have platinum-selling artists coming. It's a 12-hour event. It's from noon to midnight.
Wow.
The capacity of the venue is 7,000 people. We have, like, water slides, a foam party. People can check it out at www.dovefest.com. That's D-O-V-F-E-S-T, dovefest.com, and you can check out. And, you know, it's a really great cause, too. We're doing it as a fundraiser, and it's just amazing how big the event's grown.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going to read you guys some of the press release that we got in regards to the movie that we're talking about here. Supporter Gail A. Nunez, Ernest Thomas. Everybody remembers Ernest Thomas from Everybody Hates Chris and Malcolm X.
Yeah.
Harry Lennox, Rena Wilson, Darius McCary, which my boy, shout out to Darius and Kim Whitley, shout out to my girl Kim and Marla Gibbs, shout out to my girl Marla. Wow, you got all my friends in this. I love it. Larry B. Scott. I mean, you got a pretty awesome premiere here, it looks like. And this is an email that we got. It's hosted by recording artist Austin Brown. This isn't the same movie we're talking about, are we? This is a premiere you guys have heard.
I'm hyping up the movie and everything.
My bad. Well, you know what's cool? This is my show, and I can make all my bads I want. My bad. Okay.
That's for a different movie.
Oh, it's a different movie. So you're holding out on us. Is that another movie you're involved in? Because it says Destiny McKenzie is involved.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was involved in the soundtrack. I wasn't in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So tell us about this movie, The Bout. And you did the soundtrack for it. This looks like a pretty big movie, pretty big actors.
I didn't do the soundtrack. I have a couple of songs on the project. But the movie, I mean, it's actually, it was created by a very good friend of mine, Sterling Davis. And it's a movie play, it's kind of like a play turned movie type of thing. And it's just about how, you know, about not giving up on your dreams and kind of fighting all those demons inside that tell you you're not good enough. So it's
Speaking about dreams, you know, in order to get to your dreams, you got to go through trials and tribulations and the challenges. Destiny, and I know that you have some amazing stories. I'm just wondering which one you want to pick. On every show, with every guest, I ask every one of my guests, what are some of the trials and tribulations, the challenges, the messed up situations that you've faced? And you have to be real, because I will notice if you're not, and I'll go ding, 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 and I'll make you reverse, and you have to know. But seriously, you know, talk to us. Talk to our show. I know you've gone through a lot of hard times, Destiny, also tell us how you learned from those situations. Because I think artists that will probably be following you.
I can tell you the perfect story. Actually, my project, my album is called The Flight of the Dove. And pretty much the inspiration behind the album is quite a story in and of itself. I used to have a hard time being, a female producer. Some people didn't always take me seriously. So I came up with a pseudonym And I called myself Dove Surratt. I was reading this book called Freakonomics, and it said the most successful male name in the world is Dove, spelled D-O-V.
Ooh.
And I used Surratt, which is part of my last name, Torres, spelled backwards. And so I used to use my name, Dove Surratt, as a, you know, as a producer name. And then I just kind of noticed a correlation between, like, doves and what doves represent in my life. Like, doves mean peace, love, and purity. And I realized kind of that's, you know, that's what I want to represent as an artist. And it was crazy. Not super long ago, I had a really hard time, you know, like all artists do. And I got in the situation where I lost my house. And I was really, you know, I was really down. And I wrote this song called Flight of the Dove because, you know, I was feeling really sad. And pretty much it was like this one conversation that I had with my mom, and she was like, you know, we can do this. And it was just one little thing. And that just gave me the motivation to keep moving. And, you know, in the end, it ended up being for the best. And so the song that I wrote, Flight of the Dove, is about how one small change, even it could be something so small, can end up, like, having a really big impact on a lot of people or in a very big way. And that's actually the motivation for whole project, The Flight of the Dove, and the event Dove Fest that I was telling you guys about is...
Oh, that's right. Oh, I love the correlation.
Yeah, and so the event's called Dove Fest. Originally, it was called The Flight of the Dove Fest, because that's the name of my album, and then we shortened it to Dove Fest. And pretty much this idea started out with just me, and it was, you know, I had an idea, and I was like, you know what, I think I can do this. And then I pulled in a bunch of favors, and now I have, you know, I have platinum-selling artists. I have Cali Swag District that are coming to be part. I have Union of House. I have Electro Horse, Belvina, T-Rex, who played at EDC. I mean, I have a lot of really big performers. We have 50-plus performers at this event, and this thing has just grown monstrous. We got U.S. Bank to sponsor. I have Sennheiser. I have U.S. Music Corporation, Parker Guitars, and it started out, you know, as just a small idea, and it's grown.
You are a powerhouse.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're talking about how big the event is, because I wanted to point out to all my listeners, so financially, to do a big festival in any way, you're talking about some big dollars, but you guys really didn't have a huge budget. I bet.
Well,
right?
Like I said, for me, what I believed is I had an idea, and I've spent, you know, as far as trials and tribulations, you know, I've been through quite a bit, and I've, you know, worked with different labels or different investors, and when push comes to shove, you know, I was really sick of kind of waiting for other people to make something happen. I'm like, I want to make something happen myself, and I don't want money to be the thing to stop me, and I just kind of was like, you know what, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to make a decision, and I'm just going to figure it out as I go along. And that's exactly what has happened. Like, I didn't start this out with, like, $1 million budget to, like, let's put on a big festival. I just was like, look, I have this idea, and I talked to a bunch of friends, and everyone has come together, and they like, you know, the message behind it, and you were able to raise money, and it's been a beautiful thing. But like I said, the whole message behind it is one small, like, you can make one small decision, and you'll be surprised how it just has a domino effect on so many other things.
Especially when you're passionate like you do.
Yeah, are you guys going to come out?
It's all about passion, and any of my listeners that are listening, I hope you guys come and support it. And I assume they go to dovefest.com to get more information?
Well, I wanted to tell you this, Easy. I actually want to give you guys 2 free tickets to Dove Fest for any caller that called in and they want 2 free VIP tickets. That's worth $100 to come to Dove Fest August 24th.
Oh, cool. Well, you know, honestly, Destiny, I wish we would have had more time to promote this one, because if I would have known we were doing any type of free giveaways, when we promoted we get a lot of callers, but unfortunately this was kind of a last minute. Everybody's going to hit the archived. But what we'll say is anybody that does listen to this show and tweets Destiny Music as well as E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y with hashtag Easy Way, we'll be looking for people to give those tickets away. And it sounds like a fantastic event. You know, I want to go into some other stuff, Destiny, since we've known each other for so long. I know you performed actually at the ceremony of my award, also my birthday, when I gave my award to Larry Namer, the co-founder of E! Entertainment, and you performed right alongside with Dijon Tolton from Glee.
Yeah. It was incredible.
Yeah, so and you've also you've done I mean, you guys can look up on YouTube, man. You can go to YouTube and type in DESTENEE and Eric Zulli or Easy Way or WTV, and you'll see so many videos of stuff that we've done with Destiny. I mean, we probably have, you know, 20 to 30 videos on YouTube alone of things that's going on. And yeah, you know, I always love to watch the progression. You know, I really love to watch the progression. And now, I mean, I know you've done events. You've had Power 106 there. You've had, you know, you've had banners there. You've done how many music videos?
I've done like maybe five music videos. I'm really
wow.
excited
about five
about
music
this
videos.
New project. This new project is kind of a whole new direction for me. The whole thing is, you know, it's EDM. It's electro house, progressive house. So I'm excited.
I must say your clothes. your clothes when you perform.
Oh, okay. Well, I have to tell
photos.
You guys about
wow,
my costume designer that does all my costume design. I'm actually very blessed to have an incredible mother who is talented in so many different ways. She actually designs all of my costumes.
No
among
way.
Like 8 billion other things that she does for part of my project.
Wow.
Incredible woman.
Yeah, your outfits are just amazing. They're exotic.
Thank you. Yeah, they're all.
It's not like anyone else. You have your definite unique style.
Exactly, and you have to. So, in fact, I can't wait. Are you guys going to come to Dove Fest next Saturday?
Hey, I will. I'll be there.
It's going to be incredible.
It all depends. It all depends on my lovely schedule. If my team lets me do it, I will be there.
Know.
you know, if I'm able to be there, Destiny, I will be there to support you all day.
I'd like to extend a special invitation for Easy to be one of the hosts or the main host for the main stage at Dove Fest. That would be an honor for us.
Aww.
Aww. Well, I am honored that you want to honor me to honor the audience. And we'll see what we can do. And I'm so proud of you, girl. You know, you got your own things going on, but you know, you got your own thing going on for a good positive message that relates to what you've actually gone through in your life. And you have gone through a lot of trials and tribulations, but I commend you for turning your negatives into a positive. And also
right.
having a lot of
exactly.
your fans that are following you on Twitter and they're following you on Facebook, and you have a lot of followers to set a good example for them. And that's what the whole Easy Way thing is about, and I definitely wanted to acknowledge that.
Right, and like I love the title of your new song. That's inspiring also. It's all
exactly.
positive.
I mean, I can't wait for you guys to hear the album. The album comes out beginning of September. But if you come to the concert, you'll have an exclusive listen to the album. We're actually
wow.
giving away preview copies of the album to all the attendees that come to the event.
Oh, wow.
It's a really great deal, you know. Oh, people can buy tickets right now online at dovefest.com, and pre-sale tickets are only $15, and it's a 12-hour festival. You have food trucks and stages, and it's going to be incredible.
Now, are you going to be doing any signings or, like, photo ops or any opportunities for the fans to get any pictures with people like Cali Swag District and some of the celebrities you have, and obviously yourself and
yeah,
whoever
you have
there?
Yeah, we have a photo booth, and we also have a red carpet for the event to encourage artists to come and all the people to come and meet their favorite artists and just spend a good day of, you know, positive fun together. We also have a water park at the event, too. We have water
oh
slides
my goodness.
And water games and carnival games. We have, you guys should really check out the website. And see dovefest.com.
Wow, because yeah, I have a daughter. She'd probably love to see you because she wants to sing too. So you'd be
yeah,
a good inspiration.
Yeah, definitely. You should bring her. I'll make sure that you guys, get the hook up there, of course.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Well, that sounds a lot of fun, man.
I have one
question.
Go.
Oh, go ahead, Jira.
Were you born with your voice and always knew that you wanted to be a singer? Was that like, or did something inspire you one day, or like a song or an artist?
You know, I was always a musician. I've been playing piano since I was about 4 years old. I always grew up writing songs. I always grew up with a strong connection to music. But the thing that's really funny is when I was a kid, I was a gymnast, and that was like my main passion. And as I wanted to be, you know, Olympic level gymnast. In the end, I hurt myself and I had to quit. And as far as trials and tribulations, you know, at the time I was really sad and I'm like, oh, you know, it was my life. But I really found music that same summer that I hurt myself. I mean, I always wrote songs. I always played music. But it was when I just started really, you know, I was really sad. So I just started really writing songs. And the story is actually really funny. I was watching Cribs on MTV, and I remember B2K was on, and I was watching it with my mom, and I was, like, kind of doing on the piano at the time. I was like, oh, I can't wait till I can buy you a house like that. And she's like, you have just as much talent as those people. And I went to bed, and I woke up, and I'm like, you know what? I'm supposed to be a musician. And I just never turned back since then. I mean, it's, you know, it's a lot of work, a lot of time. Tears, blood, sweat, and everything in between. But you know, I love it. This is my passion. This is what I know I'm supposed to
do. Is it kind of like therapy for you when you write and getting out your emotions and feelings?
You know what we're going to do, guys? We're going to do a blog post, and we're going to put all this out there. And any questions you guys have, you can post a comment. As we have to go to a quick commercial break, and we got our next guest, Sam Sarpong, coming on to talk about his launch event. And this is event week. This is all the hottest events and the hottest people to talk to. And you can only talk to them the easy way. But Destiny, you rock, girl. I'm going to do what I can to definitely support your Dove Fest. And you know I always got your back. Congratulations on all your success. And, before
Sam
we let
I
you go,
tell Sam I said hi. He was actually in one of my music videos.
Well, we can, you can stay on the line if you want, and I'll bring you in. You can say hi to him yourself, but we definitely got to get to the next segment. And before
I'm going
to
let you guys go because I have a very hectic schedule today, but I'm happy I got the chance to speak with you.
Say I'm Destiny and I'm doing it the easy way really quick.
I'm Destiny and I'm doing it the easy way.
Thank you, girl. We appreciate it. All right, guys, it's Destiny McKenzie. Make sure you follow her at Destiny, DESTENEE Music on Twitter. Support the Dove Fest and what she's got going on. Love you, girl, and I will catch you on the flip.
All right. Pleasure meeting
you. Guys later. Nice meeting you, too.
Bye,
girl. Have a good day. Bye.
You too.
All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and pop a quick commercial break on, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to our man Sam Sarpong, the man, the myth, legend himself. He was the face of Ed Hardy, the face of Tommy Hilfiger. He's an MTV NBET host. He's presented to the BET Awards. He's modeled for pretty much every designer there is. He's going to be telling you about the hottest new event and the launch of his new clothing line, Future Stars. This is the Easy Way, Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcasting, Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zhu Li, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way. Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuley. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
All right, guys, we're about to bring my brother from another mother, Mr. Sam Sarpong, on the show, Easy Talk. We're doing it the easy way, baby. We're with our lovely co-host, J-Rev Valenti. And let me tell you a little bit about Sam Sarpong before we bring him on. This man is a modern-day renaissance man. He's an excellent actor, supermodel, host, and rapper. He's got songs coming out left and right. He just actually launched, he's going to be launching his new clothing line, Future Stars. He was spotlighted as a co-host for MTV's hit show, Yo Mama. In 2006, Sam Sarpong made fashion history when he became the first black male model to ever shoot a campaign with one of the world's premier luxury brands, Louis Vuitton. Recipient of the prestigious MAA Fashion Award for Male Model of the Year, twice named today's black woman. I mean, it goes on and on and on. You guys just got to look at his Wikipedia, just kind of Google him. He's presented at the BET Awards, like I said, and he's even had a documentary done around him from MTV. Come on, man, how much bigger can you get? Mr. Sam Sarpong, thanks for being on the show, brother.
Man, Easy, I got to just tell everybody, Easy is my brother. And I learned in life when I was a kid a long time ago, you got to do it the easy way.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so easy. Watch it, what you need to. No, I'm kidding. Thanks, my man. I appreciate that. And I'm excited to talk about your new clothing line, man. I mean, I'm hearing that everybody in the young Hollywood era is, like, hitting you from, like, crazy from every angle right now to get a little piece of your line.
Dude, it's crazy, man. I just Just everything. Yeah, it's like I just presented at the BET Awards a few weeks ago, and everybody was just hitting me up. I saw everybody there. Gabrielle Union, my girl Megan Good, Omari Hardwick, Keith Robinson, like everybody. And then I got people like Chelsea Hobbs from Make It or Break It, my boy Lamorne from the show New Girl, Anessa Alex, the singer, Vanessa Curry. I mean, everybody right now is just, God is really blessing me. What it is I've had this line over 10 years, and we've been really big in Asia, and now I'm launching it out here, and my friends just see how much work I put into it, so they're like, Sam, whatever you need, I got you. And they actually like
right.
it. And what's cool is I'm customizing a lot of pieces for people, because the customized pieces, apart from the shirts, people like that. So we're doing cool denim jackets with leather sleeves, hoodies. I mean, it's a full-on range.
That's what you got set aside for your boy, right? Cool leather denim jacket with the cool sleeves, and he's got to say easy way on it. Future Stars, right?
I'm going to do something real, real hot for you, E. Real hot.
Oh,
yeah. Playing, man, but I'm happy for you. And I know you got a movie coming out with Tiny Lister that you're playing opposite to. That's pretty big.
Yeah, No Weapons is dropping in November. That's a great film. We're going to be at all the festivals. It's a good role for me. I play a detective. You know, I have a young daughter, and, you know, it's just about the trials and tribulations that families go through. And my wife just has recently died of a drug overdose. So it's like I'm raising my daughter by herself. And Tiny, you know, everybody knows him as Debo from Friday. But this role, he actually plays a pastor. So people are going to see him in a light that they've never seen him before. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gonna be hot. And if you guys research Tiny Lister and Eric Zuley, you'll see an interview I did with him, exclusive one-on-one, amazing interview, about probably a 10-minute interview at his office at the time. And then also we were at a red carpet for it was a real estate client, and he actually grabs me by the neck, and he got mad at me.
Wow.
I'm just playing. You know how Tiny is. I accidentally said something that I meant to say, like his kid and his wife is really beautiful, but it didn't come out right. And he's like, what do you call my kid? What? And he grabs me by the neck. I was like, uh-oh. Goodbye, everybody. No, but it
no
was.
No way. Are you serious?
I am serious, man. I was interviewing him on the carpet, and I accidentally, it was him and his family. I have a picture too. I blogged this. I'll put this out for you guys. And I'm doing my thing with him, and I accidentally said something. It came out wrong. I meant to say it completely different.
Oh no.
And he got he wasn't too happy. And it, I think he was kidding though, but he actually grabbed my neck pretty hard. I was like, oops, man. He cranked my neck back in place. I think, I don't know. But no, I've known Tony for a while, man. I'm glad that you're doing a movie with him.
Yeah, he's a really, really good guy. He's a good guy.
Now, so talk to us about some of the fashion experiences, man, and some of the trials and tribulations you've faced in the fashion world.
Well, you know, just being a black male model, I've been really, really blessed to kind of create my own lane and, you know, be one of the ones that's still working like 12, 13, 14 years later. I just always reinvent myself. So, you know, now I'm the face for the new Mandela brand. I'm also the face of Boy London the last 2 years, you know, Tommy Hilfiger, Ed Hardy,
wow.
Levi's, Ben Sherman. I mean, the list goes on, people I've modeled for. But I think I've just
wow.
been able to, I've just always been able to just change with times, you know what I mean? So I think that to me is more of a blessing from God, you know what I mean?
All
right,
day,
definitely,
man.
Definitely.
It's
have you always been inspired by clothes?
Yeah, I've always been into clothes, even since I was a kid. Fashion is just something that I've always loved, you know? So even when I was a kid, like, I would never really wear name brands. I would always just have my own stuff that I would wear. And I knew that one
oh,
day
cool.
I was going to have – yeah, I knew one day I was going to have my own fashion line. So this is something that I've just always, always been into.
Exactly,
now,
exactly.
Also, guys, Sam's a freestyler, just like me. He's an artist as well. He's got albums coming out, singles. We're going to be doing a track together. And in fact, if you guys want to see a sneak peek, you can actually go to Eric Zulie Fans, the fans page, and you can see me and him doing a freestyle at Actors Reporters Barbecue. And we were doing it for the kids and for the families, and it was pretty cool though, man, because we actually caught the attention of like the older people, the older demographic, you know, and it was very family oriented, and it just kind of shows the versatility. I had the fun. I don't know about you.
Oh man, it was so cool, and just, you know, I'm all about the kids. Right now, I'm on a high school tour called the Best Me I Can Be tour, where I speak to kids, and I also was. Yeah, I'm really big into being a role model and just being there for kids. You know, I've never drank or smoked or tried alcohol in my life. And that's why, you know, I feel like I'm the perfect role model to do these kind of tours and talk to kids. And I also did it for 10 years for the Boys and Girls Club. So now I'm branching out. And along with Marani Motors, Jesus Industries, Denim, we're doing this huge tour, and I'm just trying to give back to the kids, you know?
Yeah,
well,
speaking of Boys
beautiful.
And Girls Club, I told you we were talking about the whole Nestle's thing. We both met the one of the top guys at Nestle's corporation for the it was the Four Seasons Hotel. It was for the Union Rescue Mission, and you and Vanessa hosted that, as well as myself on the red carpet. And we met them. I know they wanted to do some stuff with the whole Boys and Girls Club, and I mean it's awesome that you're so oriented with the kids and with the youth. Is Future Stars, is the whole Sam Sarpong crew, are you guys doing anything, besides obviously speaking and motivational speaking to kids, are you doing any giveaways of any type of sorts? Are you doing anything?
Oh, yeah. Well, every school that I go to, I give out shirts. So every school that I go to, I give out shirts from my line called The Chosen One. And the whole premise is behind that is many are called, few are chosen. So whether you want to be a doctor, a lawyer, whether you want to be an actor, whatever you want to be, I teach these kids that you have to know that you are chosen. So don't try and be like Lindsay Lohan. Don't try and be like Tyrese. Don't try and be like Michael Jordan. When you know the true essence of who you are, that's when you're going to shine. And it took years of rejection and all kind of things for me to realize that. And now that I'm Sam, Sam's good enough. And not everyone's going to like you. So if you're yourself and you really know that, you can accept who likes you and who doesn't like you. But at least you're being true to the truth of who you are. So that's what I really
exactly.
teach these kids. That's why it's called the best me I can be. Because it's all about
that.
Being. Yeah. So that's the whole message behind my tour.
I got kids too, so I try to tell them that also. Be the best you can be. You know?
That's it. That's all you can do, right?
Yep.
I'm putting a beat in the background, so you know, if Sam, if you feel like busting a little freestyle with me, every, you know, if you're feeling it, we're on the show, we're live, we do what we do. But you don't have to. I would never put you in the spot like that. I just thought I'd throw a cool little beat in the background there, if you're feeling it in any way.
Well, you know what? Today I'm not feeling a freestyle. I just finished filming my TV show right now. I do a show for Maria Menounos called Black Hollywood Live, Fashion 411.
Nice.
So that's why
I was actually
late to come in to do this live radio interview right now. So
yeah, I know you've been on set all day today, man. I know you've had a busy schedule, so we appreciate you taking the time to get on the show, and I know you got to get back to your busy schedule. But tell us, I know you got W4BC.org's water involved in this really big event you got going on August 24th at Zen Lounge. With
yes.
Dwayne Martin spot. I mean, this is gonna be a real real hot event, and that water's gonna be glowing all over the place,
man,
you know, it's gonna be hot.
Man, Crystal Glacier Water, I'm representing for them, you know, me and E, and you know, it's just gonna be great, man. It's I feel like I'm the perfect spokesperson because I've never tried a sip of alcohol or drugs or anything, and what better guy to represent the brand?
Wow.
Somebody who is pure, like other, no
exactly.
other entertainers can say that. You know what I mean? So
oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm the perfect person to represent that brand. And yeah, they're going to be sponsoring it. It's called the Who's Hot in Hollywood Future Stars Collection Launch Party, and it's just going to be a great, great event.
Yeah, that's gonna be hot, man.
I gotta ask you one question. Since you have kids, are you working on any like teenager lines or for kids?
When you go to the site, you see we got a kids line. That's the thing about it. Like, my single's about to drop in October. It's called Fresh Kids. And Fresh Kids is everybody that wants to be stylish, everybody that wants to be cool, you're considered Fresh Kids. So,
ooh.
Yeah, we have a whole kids line. We got, I mean, my parents and all their friends are rocking it. Everybody is rocking it.
Wow.
I'll be rocking it.
I might be doing some shopping there.
Yeah.
I can work crazy on the event. So Sam, I think that we should do something where we should give back to the social media, to the people, to the listeners. You know, you and I have known each other for 10+ years. And I think we should do some sort of contest where we can give an opportunity where they can be interviewed by both yourself and myself. We both got a lot of similarity things coming out, and I want to do something where we're helping the people that are supporting us on social media. That we can do a shout out for them on video or something, or you know, give them a chance to get a collabo on an interview. Or what do you think, man? Let's just brainstorm.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be great. Any way you want to, you know, we want to team up, E, and do something for the kids, I think that would be really, really, really special.
Yeah, we got a tour, guys. We got a tour that's hitting 113 million houses, I believe. 1 million plus kids are going to be going door to door. We're going to be, you know, selling the water, and Sam's single could probably be involved in it, as well as some of my MP3s. We have an Easy Way H2O coming out, as well as Future Stars collections, and a possibility for that water line to come out. So you guys can come support. But each and every time you guys make a purchase, you're going to be supporting Walking for Breast Cancer. You're going to be supporting the awareness and the knowledge of good health. And I really encourage you guys to check out W4BC.org to know more information. But Sam, hey, thanks so much for being on the show, brother. I appreciate your time. I know you got to get back. I told you I'd only take like 15-20 minutes of your time. Is there anything else you want to shout out before we let you get back to your wonderful world of Hollywood?
Well, I just want to say for everybody to follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is @MrMrSam, and then SARPONG, so @MrSamSarpong. And it's the same thing for my Twitter, and Facebook is just Sam Sarpong, because I haven't really been good at social media at all, and I'm really finally getting with it. So I'm just letting my fans in Asia know, in UK, here in the States, and, you know, we're just trying to build, man, and keep building it and doing it the easy way.
Yes, sir. We're going to be having fun, guys. And do me a favor, Sam, and say, hey, I'm Sam Sarpong, you know, and I'm doing it the easy way real quick.
Yo, what up, guys? It's your boy Sam Sarpong, and I'm only doing it one way, the easy way. Holla.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, Sam. All right, we'll let you get back to what you're doing, and I will catch you on the flip, my brother. I appreciate you being on the show.
Okay, no doubt. And y'all look out for
pleasure
that party.
Meeting you, Sam.
Pleasure meeting you. And all you guys, if you're in L.A., come down to the Zen Lounge, Studio City, next Saturday for my Future Star Collection launch party. Who's hot in Hollywood, baby? If you hot,
oh, wow.
Come bring that fire.
All right,
yes,
sounds
sir.
Cool.
It's going to be hot. Future Stars the easy way, baby. All right, guys. So that was Sam Sarpong, supermodel extraordinaire, host for MTV and BET. He's an artist. He's hitting it so hard. He's not just a celebrity. He's not just a public figure. He's someone that's given back as well. He's a philanthropist. And I really want to point that out. But all right, guys, we're going to do a quick commercial break here, and then we're going to go to our last segment, SOS. In fact, if Sam is still on the line, I don't know if he is, hopefully you should listen to this, because SOS is Secrets of Social Media. You're going to really be able to hear
exactly.
The secrets only the easy way. This is one of the hottest segments. I can't wait to hear what we get from Mr. Mike Forsythe. So we'll be right back. Thanks for tuning in, guys. SOS coming up soon.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
All right, guys, we're about to shake it up. Baby, it's SOS. Secrets of Social Media. I'm just kidding. That's around a theme song. That's the one I meant to say. That's the one I meant to play. We're doing it the easy way. Mr. Michael Forsythe, you're on air. We want to hear what's going on the easy way today, SOS style. What's the secret you got for us?
Well, so I see you got your MTV page going, huh?
I do, man. Yeah, you know, much appreciation and much thanks to Raw Feed for putting that together. You guys, we have an official MTV page now, and this show is going to be syndicated to that page. So you're going to be able to go to Eric Zuli MTV, and you'll be able to see all these shows and MP3s and videos. And we're still doing some stuff to it. But I've been having fun, man. So I'm like a kid in the candy store. I'm like, oh, I get to play with MTV. Yeah.
So, I just want to let you know that Twitter's back up. That's going to be my social media of the day. Twitter is back up and rolling, so you're going to worry about followers, losing followers. The refreshing is over.
Wow.
Well,
you always know the inside scoop.
When you say the refreshing is over, for our new listeners that might not know what you mean, what do you mean the refreshing is over?
Well, like Twitter, you know, like any social media platforms, all of them got servers. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter are all shared by one server. Okay, like two, but they're all shared. And what happens is when they refresh, all the trash that's in the accounts is wiped away. So it allows more followers to, you know, to add to your profile, so you can just keep adding. Because if there's no refresh, then it would just stop. You would never be able to use Twitter.
Wow.
Okay. That's definitely some good secrets right there. So now, the fact that they're not refreshing, the listeners can come do it the easy way, and we're not going to have as much trouble to help boost their following and boost their progress and stuff. Because I know we were having like rocks fall on our head while that was going on. That sucked.
Yeah, well, they let you know too that they're calling us the North American Idol.
I heard about that. They're calling Easy Way Promotions, the old Raw Feed thing, the North American Idol. We're getting a lot of like commendations and things hitting us and blogs and stuff. We'll be putting on the Easy Way Promotions site to show you guys. But we appreciate everybody that's recognizing the hard work that we do the Easy Way.
Yeah. All right, man. Make sure you shout out to Taylor Swift because she was trying to hit you up. She wants to know why you haven't been tweeting her.
Oh, I love her, little Tay. I figured she was too busy, though. I see her on TV all the time. She's too busy for little old me.
Well, you just gotta keep tweeting. And y'all, you know, so y'all have a good day. Y'all do what y'all do, but it's hot where I'm at, and I have got to go.
Yeah, I know you got your show, too. But thanks for your time, Mike, and we always appreciate the SOS segment. And we'll see you at Roscoe's Radio, Roscoe's TV, in the next couple of days. We got some good surprises. All right, guys,
oh,
so
sure.
that was... That was SOS with Michael Precise, the man, the myth, the legend himself when it comes to social media, and vice president of market. I'm sorry, vice president of Easy Way Promotions. And also, guys, I wanted to let you guys know that we are actually going to be filming and doing a shoot setup for the new cover shoot of October for the owner of Roscoe's TV. And we're going to be putting Roscoe's TV on the cover of Rock This Magazine, RTM. So we've got a big shoot. We'll be showing you guys the cool behind the scenes of that. And we'll be showing you all the different, the studio and this radio stations and the Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles restaurants and the Black Pearl Media stuff we're doing. We're doing it big, man. We're having fun, guys, and we couldn't have as much fun and do what we do without you guys listening and watching and having fun with what we do. Jayra, I want to say thank you for being on the show and being my co-host today.
You're welcome.
I hope you had fun.
Always, always. And I do it the easy way.
Yep. And make sure you guys tune in tomorrow, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, to Shane Sparks' show, Planet Dance, hosted by the man himself, Shane Sparks. And Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Sports and Music with Mo Egger, former NBA star. And you'll be able to catch him on RMC, Broadcast Made Easy, my new channel. Real soon here coming up, you'll be able to catch both of them as well as myself on RMC. We're doing a big launch on September 29th. Get ready for that. Hit us up on Easy Way Broadcasting on the Facebook if you want to know more information. We love you guys, man. So tune in every week, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're doing it every Friday, and it's just going to keep getting better and better. So I hope you guys are doing it the easy way. And thank you to all of our members. We're up to almost 4,000 members on our group, Hollywood the Easy Way.
Wow.
Man, we're getting 100 requests almost every 2 days, man. So I love everybody. I can see the mutual connections, and people are telling their friends about it. So thank you, everybody, for doing that and telling everybody. We love you guys, and we'll catch you guys on the flip side next week. We'll do it the Easy Way, Easy Way Broadcast, and powered by WTV.
Right.
Number top 300 on Blog Talk Radio.
That's
see you
right.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The City and County of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening. Something like that.